Well, we want to welcome you to Landmark Baptist Church on this May the 24th, Wednesday night. Just want to say I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
And I'm glad not only I'm saved, I'm glad I'm going to heaven by the grace of God. Mm-hmm. I want to thank the Lord for that good service over at Brother Charles Fishback's Mount Union Baptist Church over there, 1297. That was a blessing. And I'm like Brother Charles, we need to do that more often.
Amen.
We'll be getting him over here.
Yeah.
The Bible says how good and how pleasant it is when brethren grow together in unity. There was a lot of unity there, a lot of blessings there. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, buddy, sometimes it's worth the drive to get a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
There was people showed up over there from Bowling Green. I wasn't aware they drove so far, but I do believe they got a blessing. Amen. We're going to have a song here. Then we're going to go, Lord, in prayer. But before we sing this song, before we go, Lord, in prayer, I want to praise God. Sister Bonnie called me, and I believe it was yesterday, gave me an update. It might have been day four yesterday. Gave me an update on Kay Hurt that her kidneys are working. And we want to praise God for that.
Amen.
And I could not believe it, but I saw with my own eyes, Sister Joanne showed up over at Brother Charles' church over there at Mount Union.
Yeah.
I mean, come riding right up through there. I just stopped, went back there and hugged her neck. That's a blessed sight. Amen. And we want to praise God for Sister Joanne. Boy, she's on a roll right now. They sung. She got right up there in the middle of them sung. And that was a blessing and a blessed sight too. And we thank God for that. Amen. Boy, the blessings, we thank God for that. We're going to try to sing number 239.
Wait 1 minute before you start.
All right.
Mary, I'm going to try to get over for the homecoming Saturday if I can find somebody to bring me. I can't drive that far, I don't think. Maybe I'll be seeing a little bit better by Saturday, but we'll see. Go ahead, brother.
Number 239, Christ arose. If he didn't get up, buddy, we ain't got nothing to teach on.
That's
we
right.
ain't got nothing to preach on.
Right.
We're still in our sins. We have no hope of heaven whatsoever. But here's the way it works. Jesus died for our sins and arose for our justification. When he got up, he went up into heaven itself and put his blood on the mercy seat in heaven. It was accepted, and there remains no more need for sacrifice. I say this to all the Jews out there. There's no need for sacrifice. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, God had no pleasure in the blood of bulls and goats. But he saw the precious blood of his son.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, buddy. God accepted that, said there remains no more need for sacrifice. I accepted that shed blood April 27, 1988. Jesus arose in my heart, been there ever since. And I'll tell you right now, if you've got an empty life, we preached a message a while back on the epidemic of loneliness. And I've been amazed at how many people have downloaded that message. It's far past all on there.
Yes.
But if you are lonely tonight, the Lord loves you. He wants to fellowship with you.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else may take time, but He'll take time. Nobody else may want to spend time with
Not
you,
sure.
but He does.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, He'll go the distance.
Yes,
He'll stay the longest.
Yes, He will.
Nobody ever loved me like Jesus loved me, amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, having loved his own, he loved him unto the death.
Amen,
amen. Unto the end. Number 239. Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph over his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints. I gotta drop this down. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. vainly they watch his bed. Jesus, my Savior, vainly they seal the dead. Jesus, my Lord, up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph of his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot keep his prey. Jesus, my Savior, he tore the bars away. Jesus, my Lord, up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph of his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. That was all right. We got down in the right gear. Amen. I don't know about music. I can't sing a lick. Now, we're not scared to try. We just can't do it. We want to pray tonight. Let's see here. Andy Watson, they were going to come last Sunday. And he's aiming to come this Sunday. Him and his wife, I think they've got 3 children. I seen Carol today over at TSC. She's coming this Sunday. Her and Larry and Serenity and Leroy. And we're looking for a lot of people to come.
Yeah.
And we hope you're one of them. If you're listening tonight, we're trying to fill this little church. If we ever get it filled, we're going to add on. Amen. Right now, this is going to have to do. But we want to pray tonight for several that's got surgery coming up. I don't know if Sue Bone, I know she found other issues other than her knee. We just been praying for it. We don't have the details on that. But we want to go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your mighty blessings, for your great mercies, for your compassions that fail not, for your mercy that's new every morning. Lord, that you made a way where there was no way. And Lord, if need be, you give more grace. Pray, dear Father God, tonight you'd forgive us our sins. Pray, remember our frame. We're just dust and ashes. As a father pitieth his children, I pray you'd have mercy on us, Lord. Father, we pray you continue blessing upon Mark and Kay. Lord, how we rejoiced hearing about Kay getting better. They say her kidneys are working now. Lord, that's a Proverbs 25:25. As good news from a far country, so is cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Bless her, Lord, and Mark. Lord, bless them, Lord. Bless their marriage, their ministry. Get them up. Keep them going, we pray. Father, I pray, Lord, for Kay's sister, for her nephew. I pray for Lily Lake and River. Pray for Mark's 2 sisters, Bonnie and Patty. Pray for Patty's daughter, Denise. Pray for Kevin. Pray for Mark, Patty, and Bonnie's mother. Yeah. Lord, we're just so thankful, Lord, Brother Mark, Sister Kay.
Yeah.
I pray, dear Father, tonight, Lord, for Sister Joanne Smith. Lord, what a blessing, Lord, to see her last Sunday.
Yeah.
Show up over at Brother Charles's, Lord, and the Sunday before that. Show up here at Landmark, Lord. Just continue to bless Sister Joanne. Bless her family. We pray for Rita. Pray for Joe and for Eric, Lord. Pray, dear God, Lord, you bless your children. Father, I pray, dear Lord, for Brother Mitchell, Sister Phyllis. She's been falling. Help her, Lord. I pray, dear God, Lord, you would bless, Lord, Brother Mitchell's sister, Bessie. Help her, Lord, to get, Lord, a place of residence. Lord, we pray, dear Father, Lord, for all those in the church. Lord, physically, Lord, health in decline. Pray for Sister Sharon, Sister Sybil. I pray, dear Lord, Sister Carolyn, going to have a pacemaker adjustment. I pray for Tammy tonight. Lord, Tammy really struggling. Lord, she's got a lot of infection. And Lord, just pray, dear God, Lord, that the great physician would make a house call. Go over there, Lord, touch her brow. Lord, I pray you'd give her divine healing. Bless her and Danny. Lord, we pray, Lord, Father, for Landon and Addie. Or Abby, Lord, pray for Jake. Pray, Father, Lord, for Brother Patrick, Sister Sarah. They just got them a new house. Pray for them. Pray for Lucy. Pray, Lord, Father, for Chase. Pray for Micah. Lord, bless, I pray, Lord, this little church, Lord. I pray for James and Patty. I pray, dear Father, Lord, for Mark Miranda. Caden, I believe he's got some kind of graduation ceremony coming up. The 28th, we pray for him and his girlfriend. Pray for Landon. Pray, dear Father, Lord, for Brother Ronnie Lindsay and his wife, Faye. I pray for Sarah's mother, Christina. Lord, just bless these in the church, Father. Bless them, Lord. I pray for Lord James and Star and James Jr. Pray for Jordan and Casey. Pray for Sister Sue, Brother Denny. Lord, pray, Lord God, you just bless all the children, those online. Lord, we got a lot of needs out there, Lord. We can't name them all, Lord, but we pray for all of them, Father. Pray, dear God, Lord, you'd help us to keep going. Help us to keep looking. Help us, Lord, to be faithful and fruitful, Lord, in the work of God. Bless this lesson, Lord, tonight. We give you praise. Ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Help our country, Lord, to do a Nineveh of repentance. Help it to have eyes to see its sad condition. Help it to have a heart, Lord, of concern. And Lord, may I pray they be ashamed of themselves for condoning this same-sex marriage and this nonsense, insanity, Lord, being promoted. I pray, dear Father God, you'd help this country and other countries, Lord, to denounce and speak against it. Help your churches, Lord, to stand up and stand right in the light, walk in the light. And set, Lord, the right example, Lord, even a lesson tonight, Lord. I pray you'll help us in that, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, Carolyn. Thank you, Sarah.
All right. We're in Ephesians chapter 4. Paul here, I just mentioned in that last chapter, starting out about him being a prisoner of Jesus Christ. He starts out again. Here, first one of Ephesians chapter 4, he says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech ye that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. You know, I believe every Christian ought to have a walk.
Yes.
That's distinct. I used to walk according to the course of this world. I fit right in.
Right.
But I don't walk that way no more. I walk in the light now.
Amen.
I do denounce the hidden works of darkness. I do speak against it. I'm not partakers of that no more. Since I got saved, a lot of things have changed with me. My words are different. My thoughts are different. The way I conduct myself and my conduct, all that's different. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus now. And the world looks on me now and they see a different man. And the reason they see a different man is because the difference that Jesus made.
Yes.
Because of the price He paid for me, my reasonable service would be to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called.
Yeah.
Paul mentioned that in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye rather transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect will of God. Walk worthy of the vocation. You know, people will notice a difference. They'll say, I see something different about you. That gives you an opportunity to tell them that Jesus is the reason for that difference.
Amen.
You need to share. That's why we're here.
Yes.
We're His ambassadors.
Yes.
We're His witnesses. We're children of light. We're in a world of darkness. They could use some light. And I'll tell you right now, if you could just walk worthy of that vocation wherewith you're called, it'll make a difference, amen?
That's right.
Now, verse number 2 gives you some advice. Walk with all lowliness. My pastor said the way up's down. Don't be high and mighty, be meek and lowly. Jesus was meek and lowly at heart. He took time.
Yeah.
I talked to the Lord, me and Brother Ed was just talking about Brother Kenneth's daughter over there at Mount Union Church. Mm-hmm. And I told her, she's working with troubled girls. I said, your ministry is one concerning bruised reeds,
yes,
and smoking flax.
Yes.
That means people that's already at the point of giving up. And what you want to do is you want to try to encourage them and lift them up. But do it with all lowliness and meekness. My pastor used to say, people don't care how much you know. They want to know how much you care.
Yeah.
Lowliness, meekness, long suffering. That means if one time don't work, do it again. Don't give up. Keep reaching out. Forbearing one another in love. If love's not your motivation, you're not going to do it.
Mm-mm.
Now, when you start loving people like the Lord loves you, you're not going to be looking for fault. You're going to be looking for ways to help them and whatever thing they're struggling with. But this verse tells you how to walk worthy of the vocation. You walk with all lowliness and meekness, with all long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Have you ever been around someone you had to watch how you conducted yourself because they'd speak against you so sharply?
Oh, yeah.
And you had to watch what you said because they'd rebuke you so quickly.
Yeah.
Well, forbearing means you don't make a big deal out of that. You just kind of like let it run off your back like water off a duck's back.
Amen.
You know, I can quarrel. I just don't want to. There's no need in it.
No.
I'd rather try to help someone. I heard a story one time, fit real good right here. A pastor was asked to go to a man's house, talk to him about his soul. He got over there and the man sitting at the table and the door was open. He knocked on the door. Man motioned for him and said, come on in. The pastor went in there and he sat down there at the table. The guy told him to sit down. He was drinking beer. He said, you want one? The pastor said, no. And he hit him in the mouth, knocked him from over the back of the chair, and he down the floor, got his handkerchief out, wiped his mouth off, blood everywhere. He said, I didn't come to fight with you, I come to tell you I love you. And walked out the door. Of course, the man was just unloading all kind of filthy conduct. And they said about 2 weeks, that man showed up over at church, didn't even wait for the singing, didn't wait for the preaching, just come in, went straight to the altar, spent quite a while there, got up weeping, said, I want to apologize to that man, but I want to apologize to God first.
Yeah.
And I want this church to understand that man's went to bed with me every night since I hit him in the mouth. But you see, that preacher could have conducted himself in a different way,
yeah,
and it would have went no further.
Right.
The Bible says, overcome evil with good. In doing so, you heat coals of fire in your head. He couldn't shake it.
Yeah.
It just got, just kept eating away at him.
Yeah.
Finally, he had to make it right. When he made it right, it was right.
Yeah.
By that long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Like I said, if you don't have love for motivation, you're not going to do it anyway.
No.
But if you love someone, you'll put up with them. If you love someone, you'll pray for them. That love's a good motivation. Verse 3, endeavoring. That means keep at this. Not a one-time thing. Endeavoring means keep it up. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Every church needs some of this right here.
Yes.
Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers. Mm. Brother Jack Laster, bless his heart, praying this morning that his ministry would continue. Great man of God, great singer, great preacher, good friend. God called him home. But Jack, he was an evangelist. An evangelist is kind of someone, you know, comes, stirs everybody up, leaves The pastor's got to get them all back together. But Jack said, and this evangelistic type tale, he said there was a woman in the church said, "Where's that verse, blessed are the peacebreakers? I need it." He said, "How would you like to have one of them for a member?" But you don't. We don't need peacebreakers.
No.
We need peacemakers. It's so easy to have, you know, to break peace.
Yeah.
And so needful to make peace.
Yes,
to make peace.
It is.
You know, you'd be better off just look over maybe what someone did or what someone said, rather than make an issue out of it.
Amen.
Especially in the church. What you do outside the church, that's up to you. I believe a lot of people's in the graves right now because they was missing the long suffering, the lowliness, the meekness, the forbearing one another, the endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. I believe God's called a lot of them home.
Yeah.
I'll back that up. I'm not just going to say it. I'll back that up. You listen to this. In 1 Peter chapter 3, Peter kind of learned everything the hard way, but he did learn.
Yeah.
He said, verse 8, "Finally be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing." You know, when you start thinking about heaven, I don't know how anybody gets you mad. I mean, I'm sitting there thinking about it all sets no matter what I'm going through.
That's right.
You might have had a bad day today.
Yeah.
And you know, you may be having a bad day right now, but just think about it. This ain't home. We're going to heaven. Amen.
Amen.
He said, whereunto? He said, knowing that whereunto you, that you are called, that you should inherit a blessing. Mm-hmm. Now, here's why I went over here. Verse 10. "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil." That means, you know, not hang around it, try to avoid it. "Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." And if you want to live a long life, I noticed, all right, Eddie.
Bless you, God.
Black girl, just passed away to 87 years old, pretty famous actor. What's love got to do with it? She wrote that song. I can't think of her name right now for nothing. But she just passed away. Was in a lot of movies. But she wrote that song, which almost said her name right there. Anyway, she died today, 87 years old. If you want to live to be 18, Tina Turner. Thank you, Lord.
There you go.
If you want to live to be 87 years old, learn how to find something good to say about somebody and just chew on the rest of it.
Amen.
He said, endeavoring, that means keep at it. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Now, love needs to be your motivation, and this peace needs to be your goal. Just keep at it. Your goal is to keep peace. He said, verse 4, "For there's one body." It'd be like me fighting with myself to fight with a brother or a sister. We're all in the body of Christ. There's one body and one Spirit, even as you're called, and one hope of your calling. I'm just telling you. If you'll notice, even the next verse, next three verses, all about one. One body, one Spirit, even as you're called, and one hope of your calling. Verse 5, "One Lord, one faith, one baptism." A lot of people get all out of shape over that.
Yeah.
All you need to do is let God be true. You know, when I first got saved, I got mixed up quite a bit, messed up quite a bit. I finally raised a white flag and said, "Lord, you're right and I'm wrong. I'm sorry."
Right.
You know, if we just do that, you'll see a whole lot better.
Yeah.
You'll get to know a whole lot more. But as long as you think you know more than God or more than brother, sister, so-and-so.
Yeah.
I'll just be honest with you, probably, but I'll put that down. And I just get on board right here. We're all in one body.
Yeah.
We've all got the one spirit and one hope of our calling. And that come from one Lord, Jesus Christ, crucified. Paul said, I claim to know none other but who? Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Yeah.
One faith. I know there's a lot of faiths out there. I've got a lot of liberty here tonight.
Yes,
and I thank God for it. I heard of Jeremiah. I can't think of his last name. I heard him preaching going home last night. And he said something real good. He said, I'd rather have a little church that prays a lot than have a big church that prays a little. Brother Ed told me he'd prayed for me Sunday morning over there. Brother Charles is more. I tell you, I could tell the difference too. And I praise God for that. But a little church that prays a lot worth a whole lot more than a big church that prays a little.
Amen.
But says here, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. And these ones here, we done got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Then here's another one, verse number 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
Amen.
And all those ones, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 to 1. All of those 7 ones are to each one of us.
Yes.
But unto every one of us, nobody's left out. No sense in saying, I wish I was so-and-so. You just need to get on board. You just need to get in and not out of what's available to every one of us is given grace. You have, somebody asked me one time, Brother Ed said, how can I get more of God? Simple. Let go of more of the world.
That's right.
You hold on to the world, you want more of God, let go.
Yeah, that's it.
Paul said he counted everything but dung for the excellence of Christ. He found that great pearl, a great price, through everything that he'd accomplished in life, threw it all away. He said he was a Hebrew of the Hebrews, circumcised the 8th day, stock of Benjamin, Pharisee of Pharisees, throwed it all away for Christ. You'll find out the more you throw away, the more God you'll have.
Amen.
But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Verse 8, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
This probably went over your head when I read that. But he gave gifts unto men.
He gave me a gift.
Yes.
He saved me.
Amen.
The best gift I could ever receive.
Says, now he that ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth?
Yes.
Jesus said, as Jonah was in the whale 3 days, so must the Son of Man be 3 days in the heart of the earth. You may not understand this, but Abraham's down there. Lazarus down there. Rich man, he's down there, but he's not where these are going to be getting out. They're down there waiting for consolation. They're waiting for Jesus to pay the price at Calvary. When he paid the price, he led captivity captive. He said, let's go home, boys.
That's right.
I was talking to my cousin last night. I said, when it comes time to die, I said, first thing you'll see heaven open. Then you'll see an angelic host saying, you ready to go home?
Yeah.
And you know, when Stephen said, Father, forgive me, know not what they do. Lay not this sin to their charge. I believe Jesus said that. Stephen said, lay not this sin to their charge.
Yeah.
He saw so much there when heaven was open, Brother Ed. He could care less about what he's going through. He said, don't let us send their charge. I'm ready to get on out of here. Amen.
That's right.
He's doing him a favor. Amen.
Yes,
hey, he got to see heaven open up.
Amen.
He got to see Jesus stand the right hand of God. Gave him a standing ovation.
Oh.
And I tell you what, buddy, he's ready to get on out of here. He said, don't let us send their charge. I'm good to go. Hallelujah. That is doing him a favor.
Thank you.
You know, down here, you may have it rough. I don't know. I just heard this week where church over, I believe it's Nigeria, they came in with machetes and guns, killed everybody in the church, chopped them up.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, over here, it's coming. I don't know how long it's going to be before it gets here, but it's coming.
That's right.
But here, now he that ascended, what is it? But he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. You know, he came down here to pay the price.
Yes.
And then he came down here to take some home. And he said he took them up far above all heavens. You know, we got spaceships down here. I hate to say it, but they just superficially scratched the ceiling of heaven.
Yeah.
They've not been up there to the far above all heavens.
Mm-hmm.
And he went up there. And what he did, that he might fill all things, what he put his blood up there on the Holy of Holies, went in the Holy of Holies himself,
yeah,
put his blood on the mercy seat,
yeah,
and then he gave them gifts unto men. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. I'm part of the body of Christ. I might not be nothing but a little finger, but I got in.
Yeah,
I'm part of it.
Yeah.
And everything that we have that God gives us, we not only need to use it, but we need to use it in the right way to give Him glory and honor that's worthy. That's what that worthy of the vocation is talking about, verse 1. He says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. It's amazing how much Paul can say in one verse. I don't know if you listened to where I read that. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. There's so much to know about Jesus. I was listening Charles Stanley this morning, though he done graduated this life.
Yeah.
He was talking about people thought that they'd had an understanding of the Bible. He said, we ain't even touched it. But you know, it's true. It's a big undertaking. I'm on my 20th time reading my Bible through, and my understanding of the Bible, I'm just completely illiterate. But those that think they've accomplished, they're ahead of everybody else. The Bible tells us to run the race with patience. This verse talks about that.
Yeah.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Yeah.
I would to God that we could all reach that threshold.
Yes.
I don't believe we're even close. And this next verse tells how we can know that we're not even close. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. I started telling this while ago, got sidetracked.
Oh my.
But I was listening to radio today while I was out there working on a lawnmower, and a Japanese girl called in, and she was so thankful to be saved. She said she'd been a Hindu for 40 years.
Wow.
Somebody got light to her.
Yeah.
And she come out of that darkness into the everlasting light, the blessed light of the Lord. And she said, I'm so glad not just to be saved, but to hear the songs of God, to hear people praising God. She was in a Hindu where they think everything reincarnates.
Yeah.
The Beatles wrote a song, and you wouldn't think by listening to the song that it was about Hinduism, I just want to meet you, Lord, but it takes so long. Hindus about reincarnation, you know, you go from one phase to another, but they wrote a song, I just want to meet you, Lord, but it takes so long. Hey, I met him. It didn't take long at all. I met him down on my knees.
Hey,
crying out for mercy.
Right.
I met him in a mighty way. But Hinduism, they keep going through, you know, coming back as a cow, coming back as a dog, trying to reach perfection. But she gave testimony. She said, I was a Hindu for 40 years, but now I'm a child of God.
Amen.
But the slight of men... someone, if they can talk you out of what you got, then you're a child. You're not a, you know, the Bible talks about strong meat belongs to them.
Right.
They're a full age. Paul said, I could not speak to you as men, but as children.
Yeah.
Get some Bible under your belt to where you can stand and not fall. A lot of fake news going on right now. I'm not going to get into politics tonight, but there's a lot of fake news in churches today. They're saying things that they ought not be saying. There's damnable heresies being taught today that ought not be taught today. Here in America, we got liberty, we got a Bible, we got the Holy Spirit of God, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Yeah.
You know, Paul mentioned about not only being deceived. Let me read that real quick. In, I believe it's 1 Timothy or 2 Timothy. Talked about deceiving and being deceived. Yeah, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That's the worst case in their life. They're not just deceiving people, they're being deceived themselves.
Right.
But we have no excuse to be deceived. We've got the truth.
Amen.
And he says in verse 15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ. Peter mentioned, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby.
Yeah.
You know, if you see a baby and it's 50 years old and it's still in its diaper, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. And a lot of Christians are like that. They've not grown, they've not matured, still sucking their thumb.
Right.
Grow up here, he said, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine. You're to be solid in what you believe.
Yes.
The Bible says, be ready to give a man an answer, ask you a question of a reason, hope it's within you. You're to know what you believe. And if you don't get in a good Bible believing church, and you'll learn. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
He says, verse 16, for whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. The body will function right when it's working together. I don't know if you noticed that, but it says fitly joined together.
Yes.
Compacted by that which every joint supplies. You know, we're all one and the same.
That's
hey,
right.
I need you much as you need me.
That's right.
We grow together. But we need to be fitly joined together. I worked puzzles for Brother Ed, and this piece looked like it went right in there, but it didn't. And I tried to fit it in there, and it wouldn't fit. But when I got the right piece, it fitly joined right in there.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of people take the Bible, they'll take a verse completely out of context. I heard a guy preach on the radio one time, and he took a verse out of Matthew chapter 24, to him that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved.
Mm-hmm.
In the tribulation, you will have to endure.
Yeah.
You'll have to endure persecution. You'll have to endure the beast and the false prophet.
Yeah.
You'll have to endure, you know, loving not your life unto death. You'll have to keep the Ten Commandments. You'll have to have a testimony of Jesus. And the Bible said you'll have to love not your life unto death to be beheaded, publicly beheaded, shamefully beheaded. I'll take grace over that any day of the week.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord said, I'll just give you salvation if you'll just come to me and ask me in a humble and an honest way. And you know what? I'd rather go the grace way than the tribulation way. And those of you who think you're going to get saved in the tribulation, you need to think again. If you know enough Bible, you know God said He'd give you a strong delusion, you'd be a lie, that you believe a lie and be damned because you turned grace down. Verse 17, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. They think they got it all figured out. They think they know more than you.
Yeah.
They think they know it all. In the vanity of their mind, they walk. And, you know, I have to admit, the Bible tells us to have the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
And Christ, when He was down here in human form, He pleased His Father in everything He did. His Father said, "This is My beloved Son, and I'm well pleased." We may not ever get those credentials, but we're to strive for them. We're to seek to do right, to live before Him in the beauty of holiness. I'm telling you, buddy, I know we dwell amidst a crooked and perverse generation, but I'll tell you what, one of these days, Enoch left behind a testimony. One of these days, you're going to leave behind a testimony. And it's either going to be they lived for God, they loved God all the way to the end, they loved the Lord, they never gave up. Oh, it's going to be, well, boy, they used to do right. They used to live for the Lord.
Yeah.
You're going to leave something behind.
Yeah, that's right.
Verse 18, having the understanding darkened. Now, I know y'all know I'm dogmatic about the King James Bible, but having the understanding darkened. You know, when I first got saved, my wife trying to help me out, and I needed help. She got me American Standard Bible, New American, Living Bible, Open Bible, you name it. She got me everything on the sun. Having the understanding darkened. Somebody finally told me, "Eddie, get you a King James Bible." Well, I got me a King James Bible. Let me just put it clear as I can put it. The light came on. Having your understanding darkened.
Yeah.
I had a Bible, or so-called Bible.
Yeah.
I might as well have been reading the Daily Times or the Courier Journal.
Yeah.
When I got a King James Bible, my understanding wasn't darkened no more.
Amen.
Walking in the light, yeah, as He's in the light. His words, lamp unto my feet, light unto my path. You go ahead and read wherever you want to. Have your understanding darkened. There's a little light in there. But I'll tell you what, if you want to get some light, get you a good King James Bible. Quit bucking and start praying over it. Start reading it. Ask God to give you understanding. The Bible said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask God. I just want to tell you, my understanding was darkened until I got a King James Bible. You're never going to take my King James Bible away. Man, I've been in light ever since I got one. Amen. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that's in them because of the blindness of their heart. Yeah. You know, if God could give His Son for me to be my Savior, He could give me a Bible. I can't preach without a Bible. Paul told Timothy, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort, all long-suffering doctrine. For the time will come, they'll not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, they'll heap themselves teachers, having itching ears, be turned from truth to fables. Yeah. I'm telling you, I had my understanding darkened, and I got light in there. I'm not letting it go. I'll just tell you right now. You do whatever you want to, you'll stand before God one day, and you'll be ashamed, because you could have had the best. And you say, "That's all right, I'll just take this, this suits me fine." You go ahead, suck the thumb, get the milk. I'm staying with the meat, amen.
Amen.
Verse 19, who being past feeling. You know, I don't know how it is with you, but sometimes I read a verse of the Bible, I just got to stop and weep. I mean, God's Word is so real.
Yeah.
I've read it, Brother Ed, and I just had to stop, and I said, "Lord, thank You."
Yeah.
Not only did I need it, but it was so well written.
Yeah.
So perfectly written.
It's written to you, wasn't it?
I remember I made a big deal about something my wife had made. It didn't suit me. I come home full of pride. And she'd made some potato soup and a big... I was wanting fried chicken, fried potatoes, pinto beans, cornbread. I come in. I said, "What we got for supper, baby?" She said, "Potato soup." And I lost it. I lost it. I mean, I'm talking about I lost it. Both feet in my mouth. She went to bed crying. And, too full of pride to say I'm sorry. So I went in there, starved to death. Got me a bowl of potato soup, some cornbread. I'll take it over fried chicken today. I'll take it over fried chicken, fried potatoes, pinto beans, cornbread. I never ate potato soup before, but it sounded so insulting.
Yeah.
Potato soup. And, you know, I was out there working at the cafeteria, reading my Bible like we're supposed to. And I read a verse. And the verse said, "Better's a den of herbs and love therewith than a stalled ox and hatred." They gave me the cafeteria. They gave it to me.
Yeah.
I'm talking about big whacking sobs. I had to go call my wife and say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Had stopped by church, tell the Lord I'm sorry. But, you know, that word, it prospers in the thing it's sent to do.
Yeah.
I needed that verse.
Yeah.
Better is a den of herbs and love therewith than a stalled ox and hatred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Oh my goodness.
Who being past feeling. I've met people that you just couldn't get through to them. Have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. You know, they know better. Bible mentions in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1, he that being often reproved used to turn and listen. But now hardens his neck. Don't even look back. Don't listen.
Yeah.
He that been often reproved, hardening his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy.
Yeah.
There was a time you said, you know, you listen. You might not agree, but you listen.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
There comes a time you don't even listen. This verse kind of talking about that. Who being past feeling, giving themselves over lasciviousness, that means uncleanliness, to work all uncleanliness with greediness. I really shouldn't elaborate on some of this stuff going on right now, but I will tell you this. We're heading full speed ahead towards one world order.
Yeah.
We're headed towards artificial intelligence. We've already got our children taking their lives because they've been lied to, told them there's a girl or a boy, when they really should just let them alone, let them mature. When I was a young boy, I wasn't interested in girls. It's a good thing I wasn't, because in the way God set everything up, there's a time for everything. And when I got up to age, I was interested in girls. Wasn't it wrong with me? I just wasn't interested in them when I was young.
That's
and they're
right.
Praying on these little lambs and tell them, you're just like us. You're not, you know, you're not ever going to be normal. You might as well go ahead and be like us. They're lying to these children.
Yes.
I've got to get off of that.
Yeah.
But he said, verse 20, you've not so learned Christ. You know, the Lord will teach you right if you let Him.
Yeah.
They're not going to learn lies from Him. The Lord, He said, I'm the way and the what? Truth.
Yeah.
No man comes to the Father but by me.
That's it.
You're not so learned Christ. You'll find out the more you learn about Christ, the more you'll learn He's right and you're wrong.
Yeah.
And He said, if you just go back where you started, you get straightened out, but they won't do it. Verse 21, if so be that you've heard of Him and have been taught by Him as the truth is in Jesus, your truth is in Him.
Amen.
You can find all truth you want. You want truth. I'm going to tell you, Pilate looked at Him and said, what's truth? When you're looking truth in the face and you ask, what's truth? You're really messed up. I'll just tell you that right now. But anyway, he said, verse 22, that you put off that you put off concerning the former conversation. My mama used to wash my mouth out with soap. And all I was doing, but it was repeating what they said. It just is okay for them to say it. Wasn't okay for me to say it. But here, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You know, it's not too late. You can be renewed. I'm going to tell you right now, the Lord will make you over. He's the potter. We're clay.
Right.
Hey, He's the Father. We're children. Amen.
Right.
I'll just tell you, it's not too late. You can be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24, that you put on the new man. You know, I have to admit, I'm glad. I thank God for that new man. Amen. I wish that old man had never been born. Amen.
Right.
But that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can be a hypocrite. And you can fool a lot of people, but you ain't going to fool God and you ain't going to fool yourself. I don't know who you think you're fooling, but it's not worth it. Be better off just be real. And he says, true holiness, verse 25, wherefore put away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. You know what? It's easy to lie. I think we probably got the lyingest administration I've ever seen in my life.
Oh,
I mean, they're so good. They believe them, I think.
Oh, they believe
but,
them.
But anyway, it shouldn't be that way. I know that you can tell the truth, and you should always lean in that direction. But for some reason or other, sometimes we think it's okay to tell a little white lie. Well, this thing right here, it says, thou shalt not bear false witness. That's the same thing as lying.
Yeah.
Speak the truth, it says, every man with his neighbor. You know, if you had a reputation of speaking truth, there'd be some people have confidence in you.
Yeah, that's right.
But if you've been prone to lie, they're going to take everything you say with a grain of salt. Amen?
Yeah.
He said, put away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry, sin not. Do you notice that's okay to be angry? Just don't sin.
Yeah.
Don't go shoot somebody because you're mad. Don't go beat somebody, stab somebody. Hey, ask God to help you with that anger. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. If y'all are mad, don't stay mad. Go there and say, Lord, I'm sorry I got mad. I want you to forgive me. Help me make it right. Don't wake up in the morning mad and say, I'll show them. Load a gun up and go shoot somebody.
My wife and me practice that.
Mine too, Brother Ed. I'm telling you. I can remember sleeping back to back.
Yeah.
No move.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be that way.
I know.
And here's why. Look at this next verse. Yeah. Neither give place to the devil.
Right.
The Bible said the devil's angry, having great wrath, because he knows he's got but a short time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I find myself just like him.
Yeah.
I've got anger. And, I don't really think much about the time. I just want to get my way.
Yeah,
I want to, somehow be right and everybody else be wrong.
Yeah.
Verse 28, let him that stole steal no more.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, if you stole something, you ought to be sorry about it. Yeah. Don't keep up stealing.
That's right.
Let him that stole, and we're not talking about smash and grab. We're not talking about giving reparations. But it says, let him that stole steal no more. Don't keep stealing.
Yeah, yeah.
Go take it back. Say, hey, sorry.
That's right.
I took this. I'm sorry. When I was a young boy, we stole a rope, make a grapevine swing over the creek. Next day, I was at school,
yeah.
And I got called on the intercom. Anyway, come to the principal's office, and there was two policemen, and the principal waiting on me. You know what happened? Mom and Dad was there, too. First thing they asked me, did you steal a rope? And with a sheepish grin, I wanted to say no, but I had to say yes. I wanted to make a grapevine, and they did forgive me, but I am glad they confronted me about it. I shouldn't have took it. It seemed like, just a piece of rope.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It's an important piece of rope, wasn't it?
It must have been.
Yeah.
We'd get that rope and get it back. Let him it stole, steal no more, but let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that's needed. That needeth. If you ain't got nothing to give, go get a job.
That's right.
Make a little bit.
Yeah.
Put back a little bit. And then when somebody needs something, you say, here, this will help you a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. Amen on that.
My cousin asked me yesterday, I used to work for him putting things together. He asked me yesterday if I could help him get caught up. And I met him yesterday at 3 o'clock and worked with him at Walmart here in Glasgow. Till midnight. I left there about 15 minutes after 12. I'm going to work with him some more. He's got a large operation. A lot of people work for him. But it's good to see him. He's been here at this church for good preacher, good brother in the Lord. I'm going to probably talk about him a little bit this Sunday.
Yeah.
I got to think about all the things we've been through. And one of them I'll tell you real quick. When he first moved down here to Illinois, he wanted to go deer hunting. And I said, well, come on and go with me. And we got my little West End truck. Started to go down there to hunt on my uncle's property down there next to the lake. And of course, if you're riding Brother Eddie, you're going to hear preaching or good Christian singing.
Yeah.
He reached over and turned my radio down. There was somebody preaching up a storm on there. And I said, what are you doing? He said, I don't want to hear that. I said, you're riding this truck, you're going to hear that. You don't have to ride with me. But if you do ride with me, you're going to have to listen to that. I turned that thing on up. He said, "What time does church start Sunday night?" And I told him. He showed up Sunday night, went straight up at altar, rededicated his life. Hey,
oh,
got called to preach. I'll speak more about him this Sunday.
Yeah.
Long list of things God done in his life. But the best thing was he was in a cinema, him and his wife watching a movie, and they got to using foul language. He said, "Let's leave." Got up, walked out. Anyway, let me get back here. That you may have to give to someone that's, you know, him that needeth. Verse 29, this, I kind of mentioned this a little bit over at Brother Charles's Sunday morning. "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." You know, I have a filthy mouth. Everybody knew I did, and I got saved out there at work. We was all trying to figure out. I mean, I couldn't use that language no more.
Yeah.
And they was trying to figure out. I heard a. Come on, Eddie. B.R. Lincoln. I heard B.R. Lincoln got saved.
Yeah.
And he went out there, Brother Ed, to work the ground. Had two mules. All them mules that I ever heard was cussing. And he said, I wasn't cussing no more. And I was telling them mules, "Get up." And then we said, one looked at us and said, "What happened to him?" But you know, they need to see that. They don't need to see you as a child of God cussing.
No,
they need to see you cleaned up. They need to see you in your right mind. They need to see you a blessing, a jewel being polished for the crown of the Lord of glory. "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth." You got a filthy mouth? Go get it cleaned up. Let your mouth say that which is good to the use of edifying. Just tell somebody, "Hey, have a blessing today.
Yeah.
I'll be praying for you."
Yeah, that's right.
But use your mouth for something good. Don't let it be to spew out corrupt communication. Let it be something good to use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. You ever notice we got two ears, one mouth?
Yeah.
Then we speak twice more than what we listen. Amen. The Bible says,
right.
A wise man studies to answer. Fools know but a multitude of the words. Let's get on this. Verse 30. "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God,
amen,
whereby you are sealed in the day of redemption." You know, I've done that before.
Yes, I think we all have.
And I knew I did. And I asked God to forgive me.
Yeah.
And I'll just tell you right now, it's not the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's holy. The Bible says, "Be holy, for He's holy."
Right.
You can do it. If you haven't helped, ask the Lord for help. Say, "Lord, I need your help.
Yeah.
I'm struggling here.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble here." Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. One of these days you're going to give an account.
Yeah.
I just soon get cleaned up here and stand up there and have to answer for all of it. Verse 31, "Let all bitterness," you better get bitter. "Let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, and clamor, evil speaking, be put away from you with all malice." Just let it go.
Be kind.
Yeah. There you go. This is my favorite verse in the Bible right here.
Yeah.
"Be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God," here's why, "for Christ's sake has forgiven you." On the cross, Jesus said, "Father,
forgive
them. They don't know what to do." And God said, "For your sake, I will."
Yeah.
Just remember that. For His sake, you're forgiven. So for His sake, forgive others. Oh, good lesson tonight. Father, we thank You for this lesson tonight. Lord, benefited from it myself.
Yeah.
Lord, we need to be reminded, Lord, that we need to be good ambassadors. We need to be good representations of the grace of God that's been so abundantly bestowed upon us. Lord, Your love, let it be the supreme source of our strength. Let us in love look upon others. Lord, let us be tender-hearted, forgiving one another, encouraging one another, provoking one another. Thank You for this lesson tonight, Lord. Help us to be doers, not hearers, only deceiving ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right.
Amanda was up in Indiana. I thought she wrote back. She said, "Paul, my phone is on service. It's breaking."